Hello, it's PJ. Hey,
yeah,
this is Scott. Was getting back to you from our conversation from the other day from Local Splash. Hey, happy
Friday. Yeah, what's going on?
Hey, what's going on? Happy Friday. We made it. The greatest
yeah,
day.
Yeah.
The greatest day of all. The weekend is upon us.
What's
I love
up,
it.
Man?
I love it. Oh man, I love talking to guys like you. I don't get that on the phone all the time, so it's refreshing.
Okay.
Yeah. So I really wanted to call you back to see, you know, how we can help your business to grow. You were definitely all for that, it sounded like, right? As far as
At the point right now where I have one employee that's close to full time. I have another one that's part time.
Yeah, no, I understand. Well, don't get me wrong. I wouldn't want to overload your business. That's the last thing I want to do. But I want to show you how I can help streamline it. I'm confident I can do that. Where we can get you a little bit more business here and there, and it's not going to overload you. Are you interested
and,
in learning learning how to do that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I'm interested, but
what's
the bottom line?
That's always the rough. Yeah, right. Yeah, it's got to make, if it makes dollars, it makes sense. And I'm going to show you. Now that's a great question. It really just, honestly, it depends on a couple different factors. One being how long you've actually owned the business and then also what your service area is looking like. How long have you actually owned Dickinson Electric? Long time?
I've been in business since 2015.
15. Okay, so we're talking like 6 years now. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's gonna help you. You got some stability under your belt there.
Yeah.
All right. And then how about as far as like your service area? Like how far out would you typically travel from where you are in San Luis Obispo for new clients?
Well, I go up as far as Paso Robles, which is about 40 miles north, and then
Paso Robles, 40 miles north.
Okay. Yeah, and then I think it's about 40 miles. And then I'll go as far as like Napomo South.
Napomo? How do you spell that?
N-I-P-O-M-O.
N-I-P-M-O.
Yeah.
M-O. Wait, Napomo. Okay. I got it.
N-I-M-P-O-M-O. And I'll go as far south as there, and then I service all the coast, Morro Bay, Los Osos.
Wait, what was those? You service the coast of where?
Morro Bay, Cayucas.
Morro Bay, okay. Yeah, go a little slow. Okay. And then where else?
Okay. Cayucas.
How do you spell that?
C-A-Y-O-C-O-S.
Okay. All right, very good. So total all the way around about 40 to 60 miles, right? Radius?
Yeah.
Okay.
There's not a lot out to the east, so I don't really go that way.
Gotcha. Okay. And it sounds to me like PJ that you're the sole owner, so you make all the
I am.
Decisions.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Very good. Okay, that's what I thought. Okay. And how about as far as like a company website? Did you have a website that's up and running right now? .com or a domain?
No, I do not. I have I'm on Yelp. I had a Yelp account.
How do you like Yelp? How do you like Yelp?
I joined when I first started my business and it was a lot of money and I was only getting, when I was paying for it, I was getting maybe two jobs a month out of it.
Oh, wow.
I bought out the contract and canceled it, but I mean, I'm still on there. I'll get an occasional job off of there, maybe once every 3 or 4 months.
Doesn't sound like you're too thrilled. Okay. Well, we're the complete opposite, where you wouldn't actually have to pay per lead. So we'll get you up on Google, have the calls coming directly to you. Not having to pay per lead, it's a whole lot less expensive that way, and you're getting those unlimited calls coming directly to you. So I'm sure and confident, you know, that'd be something you'd be more interested in looking into, right?
Yeah, I'd look into it.
Oh, yeah. I've helped hundreds of business owners over the last almost 3 years of doing this, so I think you're a perfect candidate so far. A couple more questions, and then we'll get this underway for you. How about as far as your target market? Is it mostly residential, or you get into the commercial side as well?
Yes.
Residential?
I do a little bit of commercial repair. I don't do new commercial.
Commercial repair?
I don't do service calls, troubleshooting, stuff like that.
Where do you think you could use the most work when we can get you a little more here and there?
Residential.
Right. A little more
that's
on residential.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, residential is my main get down.
Okay.
That's, That's probably what all my employees are best at too. So.
Sure. Well, it sounds like a good fit. And being that this is an exclusive listing that I will be filling today, overall, it sounds like you see a lot of value in having your business up on that first page of Google, right, PJ?
Sure.
Okay, perfect. Sounds like you're going to be a great candidate. So what I'm going to go ahead and do is I'll go ahead and I'll pull up the pricing for that position there today. And then that way, if you decide that you want that spot, we can go from there. Does that sound good?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Great. So I've got my regional manager. Her name is Jessica. She'll actually jump on the phone line to actually override that promotional rate that I put in for the state of California. So let me go ahead and I'll grab Jessica, introduce you to her. So let me go ahead and grab her. I think you're going to love it. Yeah, one moment, please, PJ. Thank you, sir.
Hi. Thank you for holding. My name is Jessica. Hi. Hi, is this PJ?
It is.
Okay, great. So I'm one of the specialists in the department.